Concordia Publishing House's annual warehouse sale is both online and in store. Take advantage of discounted prices on many of the items you hear promoted on Issues Etc. November 4th through 10th, and join us for a live broadcast from CPH on Thursday afternoon, November the 5th. Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale online and in store, cph.org, and 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale, November 4th through 10th.
Mary did not ride an elephant into Bethlehem that night. So you go home and you go to your church and you tell people, I'm a Democrat, I'm a God-fearing Democrat.
Feminists have to begrudgingly admit that women are better suited to babies and nurturing, but insists upon telling women to let go of their desire to care for their babies.
If you're going to say that the Lord's Supper is only a memorial meal, you'd have to say the same thing about the Passover. But it wasn't. It actually was God at work bringing his people out of bondage.
Nebraska Oregon students love Issues, etc.
Protestants consider themselves really big on the Bible. It has always been that case. Now, I'm not talking about mainline liberal Protestantism. I'm talking about good old-fashioned Protestantism that maybe over the last of the couple weeks were really thumping their chest over the Reformation and how it all began there. One of the big issues that they have always had with Roman Catholicism is that issue of Scripture alone. Rome rejects this notion, and Protestants, at least they say, that they wholeheartedly support this notion. But is that true, especially in the kind of Protestantism that we find in Pop American Christianity? It's our weekly series this week in Pop American Christianity. We're going to talk about the results of evangelical leaders rejecting Scripture alone. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith will be our guest for the first half hour or so. Then Terry Mattingly of GetReligion.org will join us. We'll talk about how the media often covers alleged religious discrimination in public schools, and it's not an issue so much of bias as it is of not being able to do their job as journalists. We'll find out what he means by that in about a half hour here on Issues Etc. You can join us with your questions or your comments. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our beloved on-demand listeners, use the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Pastor Chris Roseborough is a regular guest. He joins us every week for This Week in Pop American Christianity. He's pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
It's often one of the things that is a major criticism of Roman Catholics on the part of evangelicals, and that is, look, Roman Catholics reject sola scriptura, Scripture alone, but do evangelicals often find their own way to reject Scripture alone?
Yeah, they do, and funny enough, Scripture kind of warns about the two different ways in which you can abandon the authority of God's Word. And while the evangelicals and charismatics rightly point out that, you know, worship of the Virgin Mary, praying to the saints, and traditions like that are not found in Scripture, they're not themselves actually holding to a solid idea of Scripture alone, and as a result of it, they're bringing in bizarre teachings and doctrines into the Christian church. They're being taught from pulpits in churches, all in the name of the manifestations and revelations, direct revelations of the Holy Spirit.
This used to be, Chris, before we get to some examples of it, this used to be, I remember my days growing up in Dallas, Texas, and there were big, growing, bursting at the seams, charismatic congregations. That's where you could go, and everything was about the Holy Spirit, and it was all about receiving your own private revelation. There's lots of speaking in tongues and things like that going on, miracles and things. It used to be the realm of kind of the fringe of the charismatic or Pentecostal extreme, but now it's right there at the big box church, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it really is. And you know, the charismatic Pentecostal movement and their direct revelations have taken front and center in evangelicalism, and they're not considered part of the lunatic fringe. They're actually they're in the mainstream of evangelicalism now, and it kind of started with this "the Lord has laid on my heart" type of language that people would talk about, and it's morphed into where you have people who claim all kinds of bizarre direct revelations from God, and yet there is nobody in these churches who challenge or question the direct revelations or even open up a Bible and say, wait a second, where is this in Scripture? What you're saying is actually contradicting Scripture. It's as if it's not even that they don't have an eye towards sola scriptura. It's like the Bible must submit to these direct revelations, and they see these so-called manifestations of the Spirit as primary, as important. And what's weird is that, you know, in these pulpits, you know, rather than the Bible being open and God's Word exegeted, instead what is being preached and taught from the pulpit are these people's supposed direct revelations that they claim they're receiving from the Spirit directly.
So we're going to hear a few examples. What's the first one we're going to hear?
The first one is a lady by the name of Amanda Wells. Amanda Wells is a self-proclaimed prophetess. She lives in Australia, and she literally flies around the world preaching and teaching at charismatic churches in Europe, in the United States, in Australia, and other places, and is growing in popularity. In fact, she was one of the featured prophetesses at the this week's Australian Prophetic Council that convened and finished convening. And she teaches stuff that is just like Looney Tunes, and I think you'll get an example of that here in a second.
And so I want us to look, first of all, at a very powerful concept. And if we could get a hold of this concept, I believe that the church would be so different and so powerful. You know, just as we were walking in here, the Lord spoke a scripture to me and said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard. And I thought, well, we all know that. You know, he's got a flag there. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, and ISIS is coming like a flood. But the Christians should not be afraid. I looked at that scripture again and could not believe it. I just did a quick Hebrew search of it. And when the enemy comes in a flood, do you know what God does? He actually causes the Christians to disappear. That's what the Hebrew means. Disappear. What's that? I believe that we should be so powerful that we've got a powerful Jesus. We've got a powerful God that we can just translate. And I started that a bit early, but I won't go there. We will go from one place to another. Can you believe it? We've been told he's just going to raise up a little flag. That's one part of that word. What happened to the rest of the meaning in Hebrew? That Christians, we should be so powerful that ISIS looks at us, are about to behead us, and we just disappear. Just like Jesus did when he walked towards the cliff, they were about to push him off, and he disappeared. Where is the church? Why are we so natural? Why are we so, oh God, we can't do that. If Jesus did it, so can we. As he is, so am I in this world.
Well, my first question, Chris, is I'd like to see her disappear. Then I might give her a fair hearing first.
Well, I mean, there's lots of problems. If I were to meet Amanda, I would basically say to her, "At lo mevina ivri," which means you do not understand Hebrew. I mean, this woman is just teaching utter nonsense. And what's fascinating is that this was preached in Great Britain at a very large charismatic church, and nobody there said, wait a second, is this really what God's word is saying? That and notice she's kind of preaching it in a way that it's God's will for us to disappear, you know, kind of like witches or warlocks, or maybe like in Star Trek, you know, Jesus, beam me up, ISIS is after me. And it's just a patently absurd teaching, and yet nobody walked out. People were thinking this is what the Holy Spirit wants them to believe and to do, and all of this is taking place with a closed Bible, without any understanding at all. And you know, and coming back to your original question, how is this qualitatively different than anything that we've seen in the doctrines that have been put forward by the Roman Church. I mean, I would answer it, both of them are quite innovative, but neither of these teachings are actually found in Scripture, nor do they reflect any concept of rightly exegeted Hebrew in Isaiah 59:19, which is the verse that she was referring to.
What's the next example, Chris?
Okay, next example comes to us from Bethel Church in Redding, California. And Bethel Church is one of the flagship, and I mean this, flagship signs and wonders charismatic churches out there. And you know, there's a lot of people who believe in the gifts of the Spirit who look to Redding, kind of, you know, in Bethel for their marching orders. And the person we're going to be listening to is one of their pastors. His name is Seth Dahl, and he's going to share with us an apparent angelic revelation that he had there at Bethel.
I was here in church one time. I said, God, will you show me the angels that are in here? And I saw, I was upstairs in a cubicle 7 years ago. And I said, God, will you show me the angels that are in here? And all of a sudden, I saw this huge angel standing through the roof. And I said, can you, I started looking at his weapon. I started looking at his clothes. I started looking at his face. I asked him his name, and he tells me his name. And I typed it in on Google. I hope you're okay with me telling you this. I just got to tell you this, because if I don't tell you this, you just need to hear testimony so you can know what's available to you, because I'm not trying to preach a sermon. I'm trying to give you, invite you to a new way of life. So I see this giant angel, and I asked him his name. I won't tell you his name. He tells me his name. I Google it. It's a financial company, and I realize this angel is here for the finances of for our finances here at Bethel and the finances, period. And I looked at his weapon, and he had a sword in the ground like this, and the handle was like the size of his hand, like he had his hand on it like this. The blade was like that big, wider than his body. And he said, I said, what is that? The sword of reflection. He said, anytime the enemy, he doesn't even use it to strike. The sword was for this one purpose. Anytime the enemy attacks, he simply flips it around and reflects the attack back at the enemy. So when the enemy attacks, he's actually doing damage to himself. I thought, shh. How many of you know, if you see an angel like that guarding your finances with a weapon like that, you will not fear about your finances?
All right, Chris, I'll just let you pick up where he left off.
How do you pick up where he left off? Because what you'll notice here is that, I mean, this is something that I like to liken to a theological squirrel. And what I mean by that, if you've seen the movie Up, there's this dog character who, you know, who apparently can talk with the aid of some kind of technology. And any time he sees a squirrel, I mean, he completely stops his train of thought and goes, squirrel, like this. This is like a theological squirrel, where our eyes are taken off of Christ, taken off of Scripture, taken off of Jesus, taken off of even the Great Commission, where Jesus says, make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching all that I've commanded. None of this is Jesus commanded to be taught, because if it, Jesus wanted us to believe in financial angels with swords of reflection, then the apostles would have written this down in the New Testament for us as a direct revelation from God for us to believe and a doctrine for us to confess. But none of this is found in Scripture. And yet you heard from the response of the people there at Bethel, they thought that this was like the next best thing to sliced bread. And they were eating this up, going, wow, this is so profound, this is so amazing. And I hear this, and I said, this is patently absurd. And none of this has anything to do with Christian discipleship. Why should I believe that he actually had an angelic encounter with some financial angel with a sword of reflection? All of this sounds like sci-fi, not Christian doctrine.
Pastor Chris Rosebro is our guest. We'll take a break, and when we come back, a little bit more of This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking about what happens when evangelical leaders reject Scripture alone. Pastor Chris Rosebro is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. ISSUESETC.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Essential exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Mount Zion Lutheran Church in Greenfield, Wisconsin is a congregation of those gathered by the Spirit of the Lord around His saving word and sacraments. At the center of our life together is the divine service of the risen Jesus, the Lamb of God who was slain, who takes away the sin of the world. If you are in the Milwaukee area, we invite you to share with us in our Lord's gifts of forgiveness and new life. Services are on Saturdays at 5 p.m. and Sundays at 9 a.m. For more information, visit our website at mountziongreenfield.org.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+. Simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
Well, we thoroughly enjoyed our time yesterday broadcasting from Concordia Publishing House Fall Warehouse Sale. At this sale that runs through Tuesday, November the 10th, you will find some great savings both online and in store. You can visit them right there in the store at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis, or online. You'll find all the savings there, both are the same. CPH.org, CPH.org. Give them a call as well, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The sale runs through Tuesday, November the 10th. It's the Concordia Publishing House Fall Warehouse Sale, online and in store. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. We're doing This Week in Pop American Christianity, walking through some examples of what happens when evangelical leaders abandon Scripture alone. We've got another example here. What's it going to be, Chris?
Yeah, the next example comes to us from Glory of Zion Church in Corinth, Texas. And we're going to be listening to what I call Prophecy Open Mic. And it literally, what they do there at Glory of Zion, and this is, by the way, the church where Chuck Pierce, I say, holds court, because he claims to be an apostle on the earth, and he claims to be receiving direct revelation. And as part of their worship service, they open up the microphone while the praise band is kind of spontaneously receiving music from the Holy Spirit, and people can come up and just start spewing whatever they believe that God is telling them in the moment. And I, as we listen to this, I want you to basically have the people in the audience ask themselves if the sentences they're hearing actually are even coherent or lucid sentences. I think that's kind of an important thing as we evaluate this.
And you've been sifted, and you've been strained. And I say to you, you have even fought for your very breath. But I say, this is a day of change, and this is a day of rearranging. I say, that I am sending a threefold cord. For many cords that were strained were broken over the last 7 years. Many covenants that thought they would last are now laying by the wayside. But I say to you, I am now sending a threefold cord to reform and to restore and to rebuild. And I am causing my restoration of your future to begin to rise. I say, step in to the well and the water that is now moving, and watch me begin to wash away what you were strained in, and to cause you to shine and be given your new territory for this season.
Okay. There's an awful lot there, Chris. I'm not going to ask you to try and interpret any of that, because I think that might be beyond even your considerable interpretive powers. What were we listening to there?
Well, that is claimed and taught there at Glory of Zion, that that is a direct revelation from God the Holy Spirit. But the only conclusion you can come to is, if that's God the Holy Spirit, then something terrible has happened to the Holy Spirit, and he's no longer capable of lucid thought or communication using nouns and verbs and sentences that make any sense at all. I don't know what that is, but there's no reason whatsoever for me to believe that that's God the Holy Spirit who's behind those words, because none of them make any sense at all. It was as if he was speaking in tongues while attempting to speak English words. You know, it needs a translation in and of itself, because what he was doing there was not engaging in any kind of lucid revelation that could build up or edify the body of Christ, yet alone convey any doctrines that we're supposed to believe. And so, you know, when people behave like this and believe that this is direct revelation from God, their eyes are taken completely off of Christ and are put onto the person making these claims, you know, men like Chuck Pierce and others.
So to me, it sounded like someone, okay, this is what it gave me impression of. It sounded like a little kid who'd heard a lot of Bible reading and was just kind of stringing together various cliches and metaphors that he'd heard, kind of Bible-ish sounding phrases.
Yeah. Bible-ish sounding phrases would be a way to say it, but I mean, they were strung together in a manner where you couldn't even diagram the sentences that were coming out of this man's mouth. They made absolutely no lucid sense. I think the devil has become, you know, somebody who we need to put in, not the devil, but the Holy Spirit's become somebody we need to put into a psych ward, because clearly the Holy Spirit's lost his mind.
All right, you've said a couple things here to kind of round this together that struck me. The first one is, in these cases, people don't walk out. They hear this, and as you said, they kind of eat it up, or they accept it as the next best thing as sliced bread. They even receive it, sad to say, rather than just saying, all right, let Joe have his time at the mic, or let Pastor tell us about the last vision of an angel he saw with a big wide sword, humoring, basically, the preacher or the proclaimer. No, they accept it as God speaking to them. How do you get to that point?
Well, it begins with a faulty understanding of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes, this doctrine, it enters a church under the pretense of, we believe what Scripture says regarding the ongoing gifts of the Spirit. And those people who would tell you that there's no direct revelation, no prophecy today, or things like that, that they're lying to you. And so so what they do is they twist some Scripture in 1 Corinthians in order to make it look like, you know, we've got ongoing prophets today, which then opens the door, because since they're the ones who've restored what these evil people like Lutherans and others have done by trying to put God, the Holy Spirit, into a box. They've let the Holy Spirit out of the box. And since they're the ones who've done so and freed the Spirit, along with their so-called freeing of the Spirit come these direct revelations. And it's if you buy what they're selling as far as how they're trying to claim that they're kind of the champions of the gifts of the Spirit, then when they turn around and begin prophesying and saying this nonsense, you're going to believe that it's a real manifestation of the Spirit without ever opening up a Bible to fact-check it or to see if any of this makes any sense at all. And yet Scripture warns us so clearly that in the last days, you find this in the Olivet Discourse, Jesus makes it clear that as we get closer and closer to his return in glory to judge the living and the dead, that there would be a proliferation, not of true prophets, but of false Christs and false prophets in the church. And this is in the church, if you can put it this way, becomes one of the most dangerous places to be because of an increase in lawlessness, an increase in unbounded nonsense, and people who've turned away from the truth and are chasing after these so-called winds of the Spirit. Yet all you have to do, literally, is open up your Bible and start comparing what you're hearing to the written Word of God, and that comparison alone is all that's necessary for somebody to see this isn't coming from the Holy Spirit. This is something completely different.
With only a minute here and no more, Chris, the other danger I note here is that it often comes, as you said before, with I saw this, I heard this, or I can get up at the mic and say this, and so can you. What's the danger there with less than a minute?
Yeah, the danger is that all of a sudden, you are seeking after trying to hear from God and emulate these people who claim that they're hearing from God, but you can't ever seem to figure out how it happens or how it works, and so you kind of run into two potential problems. One, you begin to fake it because you don't want to be seen as being unspiritual, or you begin to despair because clearly you don't have enough faith or you're not holy enough in order to receive these revelations that these people claim. It's a very vicious and dangerous theology that accompanies these so-called modern-day signs and wonders. And again, it takes our eyes off of Christ, puts them on the person claiming to receive these revelations, and everybody is saying, well, how come I'm not receiving them? And the answer is because they're not either. That's the dirty little joke and secret.
Chris, what's on tonight for Fighting for the Faith?
We're going to be playing a best-of program. I literally just got back into North Dakota after spending a week in St. Louis at a pastor's retreat. So we're going to be putting a best-of program as I try to recover from my travel, if you would.
Well, we're glad you made it back safe. You can listen to Chris Roseborough and Fighting for the Faith in about a half hour at piratechristian.com. Piratechristian.com. Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
Folks, I can assure you that Luther Academy is committed to Scripture alone, nothing but Scripture. Luther Academy assists church to both preserve and to proclaim to the world the gospel of Jesus Christ, the only saving faith found in Scripture alone. Find them on the web, lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com and like their Facebook page, facebook.com/Luther Academy, serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth, Luther Academy. When we come back, it's Terry Mattingly from GetReligion.org. We're going to talk about a story out of Houston of alleged discrimination in public schools and why so often these stories get poorly covered everywhere, but usually end up in your news feed from alternative conservative media. Stay tuned. We have 7 Arabic language transcripts of issues, etc., that you can download for free.
يمكنك تنزيل النص لسبع حلقات من برنامج قضايا باللغة العربية مجانا.
These broadcast transcripts cover the 6 chief parts of Luther's Small Catechism and include a teaching on why do bad things happen.
تغطي تلك النصوص الأجزاء الستة الرئيسية من كتاب التعليم المسيحي لمارتن لوثر.
You can download and print these Arabic transcripts for free. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Publications.
وتشمل تعليما عن لماذا تحدث المصائب؟ لتنزيل وطباعة النصوص العربية مجانا، اذهب إلى issuesetc.org ثم انقر على Publications.
Casting Christ Net on the Internet, issuesetc.org.
نطرح شبكة المسيح على شبكة الإنترنت issuesetc.org.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th Century. The 4th Century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Preaching Christ and Him Crucified. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Common and experienced firsthand by sitting down in classes and actually hearing professors, coming to chapel, which is always the high point of the day, to hear the Word of God and to lift our voices in song.
Issues, Etc. regular guest Dr. Paul Grimm on why you should consider visiting Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Spend time talking to professors. I mean, there's not a professor here who will not be willing to take time, whether it's after chapel during the coffee hour or just to come into one study and sit down and talk for a while, to answer questions, to help them to get a sense of, A, do they want to be a pastor or a deaconess? And then B, is this the right place? And, well, maybe C would be the question, is now the right time for them to make that decision?
If you've contemplated the vocation of pastor or deaconess, contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu.